Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today, we have Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Crop production, and a very specific one, the one that's in everything but not corn.
It's not corn,
it's the other one that's in everything. Soybeans.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
Today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about some soybean planting dates. Planting dates are one of those management practices that are within the farmer's control that can really influence yields. Historically speaking, K-State would say the optimum time to plant your soybeans are the middle of May to the middle of June. So they give you a kind of a month window there. But in recent years, Kansas producers have been planting their soybeans earlier. And to explain that, in 2023, we hit the 50% plant mark on May 20th, which compared to the historical planting average or amount of acres planted on May 20th was 42%. So we've moved that up just a little bit. Now this year, similar to 22 and in 23, we're seeing farmers planting their soybeans earlier than usual again. Probably due to our weather conditions, we've warmed up, we've greened up quite a little bit earlier, so farmers are getting out into their fields. But caution is warranted with doing this. Lower soil temperatures will reduce the speed of seed emergence, which could compromise the uniformity of that field. In addition, the dry conditions that we are seeing is also going to slow down that emergence of those plants. All that leads back to yields and what we're going to be able to harvest at the end of the year. A recent study by K-State showed that early season plant-to-plant uniformity could compromise those yields in those beans, especially in lower yielding environments. So if we've got some soils that maybe aren't so great, maybe it's upland, and we're thinking we're going to get 30 bushel beans, those fields are going to have more variance, are going to be more not as uniform, and going to have some higher swings in terms of what your yields could be. In our higher yielding environments, we're seeing that it doesn't matter if it's the early planting date, so early May, compared to a late planting date of late June, we're not seeing a whole lot of differences in those averages. So if you've got better soils, we're seeing you have a larger window to plant, where if you have poorer soils, that window is going to be narrowed down. And a lot of that has to do with just being so... trying to think of how to say this. A lot of that has to do with the fact that we're just so weather dependent and how how that rainfall is going to come that year. Farmers always know weather patterns are going to dictate our soybean yields. There's no guarantee if we plan on this date that it's going to work every year because our weather patterns are just so different. If we can think about when the stressful time periods or those phases that are really going to impact yield. So think flowering, think as we're filling those pods, those times of year we're going to need moisture. Okay, so how can we get moisture to those plants, or when can we plant to get moisture during those phases? That's going to be very, very important. Whether we are planting a little earlier and going to catch some of those before we get hot and droughty, or whether we're going to plant super late and try to get through that drought time and then be filling and have our flowering there after those droughty periods. If you're in the plant early group, there are some things that I would suggest that you do. One of those would be put on an insecticide and a fungicide treatment on your soybeans. I would also suggest that you talk to your seed dealer and find some varieties that are a little more resistant to soybean cyst nematodes and sudden death syndrome in soybeans. So those would be some diseases I would tell you to find some varieties there that do better. And then let's not maybe go by the calendar. Let's go by soil temperatures. Try to plant your beans in soils that are going to be close to 60 degrees. If we do that, we should have better luck. If we plant in soybean or plant in soils that are cooler than 60, those seeds may eventually pop through. The thing about it is they're going to have used a lot of their, they're not going to be as vigorous. They're not going to continue to produce for us, which will, again, drastically reduce those yields. So, anyways, if you guys want to talk a little bit about some soybean planting dates or you want to see some of those studies from Kansas State, please give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
All this talk about dates and yield and everything else like that, and I remember sitting in math class thinking, when am I ever going to use this? And now it's coming back to haunt me. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All good information, though. I mean, people's livelihoods depend on this kind of thing. Absolutely. And people like to eat, so, you know.
There's been a recent push to, you know, I said that we're planting our beans earlier. There's just been a recent push trying to get your beans in the ground before your corn. There's some reasonings for that. They want to get those beans up and canopy, kind of cut down maybe on an application of herbicides on that ground. So there's been a big push there, but, you know, if you've got poorer soils, I think I would tell you let's wait until those historical optimum times to be planting, where if you've got higher yielding environments or better soils, your window's much bigger, and we're not seeing a huge drop-off or a benefit compared to when you plant there. So I think that was just the important message for today.
All right. And we'll be touching on this again, I'm expecting.
Absolutely.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you for coming in. Always good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.